This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 21st, 2007, and here's Jesus, Nazarene. As we observe the spiritual battles going on around Ellsworth, Maine, we see some very strange individuals fighting beside the forces of the Kingdom of God, men with the heads of elephants. Who are these strange warriors, and how did they come into being?
Alora, this is the Hindu god Ganesha and his warriors, valuable allies who have fought evil with us time and time again. How they came into being is that sometimes when men reincarnated from animals, they were elephants before they became man. And when they returned to the afterlife, they had the bodies of men and the heads of elephants. This was very common. Well, the Hindus worshipped elephants, so they began worshipping these people. They found that, you know, they were devotees, and even when they came back to life and lived another life and came back into the afterworld, they still looked like this. And over the ages, they evolved into the gods, and they do the certain jobs, and they protect the Hindu people, and they guide them, and they're valuable workers, and they have existed for untold ages. This is where they came from, Alora. This seems like strange things to us. This is how these people evolved. They do a marvelous job. They are good people. They are wonderful. And they are great warriors. They really despise the creatures of darkness and fight them tremendously. So they are extremely valuable to us. And I am very grateful for their aid, always.
Wow, Nazarene, you never know what you're going to find in the afterlife.
Positively, Alora, all that is good is there, and all that is righteous is there, and all that is valiant and proud is there. The afterlife is very diverse and very beautiful.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we work the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back, Nazarene. I am sure when some of your followers enter the afterlife, they find it very strange to have individuals like this walking around in the Kingdom of God. Are there ever any problems with this?
Well, let me put it this way, Alora. When I invite a guest into the Kingdom of God and he's walking around wearing the crown of a guest, anybody that does not greet him cordially and welcome him does not stay long in the Kingdom of God. That's my way. When I have a guest in the Kingdom of God, when a friend comes to the gate and asks to visit, and I give them permission to visit, no one, absolutely no one, better object to it if they want to stay in my kingdom. I will admit there have been a few problems over the ages, and some people in their jealousy and spite to feel that they are the only thing that exists and the only thing that matters and their religion is the only thing that should be in the afterlife have spoken against some of my visitors. They have been put out of the Kingdom of God, and any that speak against any of my visitors will be put out of the Kingdom of God. These are valuable friends, they are valuable servants, they are valuable allies. When we are fighting evil, we need all the assistance we can get. Anyone that speaks against anyone that I invite into my kingdom does not stay in my kingdom. This is a positive and absolute. Some people don't like it, but that's the way I am, Alora, and they better get used to it.
You tell them, Nazarene, and after all, it's what's inside that counts.
It is little wonder that I have chose you to serve me, Alora. Your wisdom is profound indeed.
We'll be back again.
Thank you.